The name Cantinflas isn't as well known in America as in Mexico and Latin America, but to some, Cantinflas is the Latin Charlie Chaplin. He broke box office records with his quirky trademark comedy. Admirers call him a genius at physical comedy, and his monologues are famous for saying, well, just about nothing. Here's a taste from actor Herbert Siguenza.
Compañeros, hay momentos en la vida que son verdaderamente momentáneos. Y no es que uno diga, sino que hay que ver. ¿Y qué vemos? Pues eso es lo que hay que ver. Porque qué casualidad, compañeros, que poniéndose en el caso donde no hay caso, pues mejor nos vamos a la que sigue, ¿verdad? Pero eso sí, hay que reflexionar, hay que comprender la filosofía de la vida y así analogar la síntesis de la humanidad, ¿verdad? Sí, señor, pues ahí está el detalle, jóvenes. ¿Cómo la vieron desde ahí? ¡Oh!
Cantinflas on his philosophy of life. It's an excerpt from the one-man play written and performed by Herbert Siguenza. Siguenza told Anne Strainchamps that Cantinflas, whose real name was Mario Moreno, was an incredibly influential comic who made his mark in the United States as well.
Cantinflas is best known in America, anyway, for playing the ballet, David Niven's ballet in Around the World in 80 Days, the original film from 1955. It won the Oscar for 1956. With David Niven, Shirley MacLaine's in it, Frank Sinatra, Buster Keaton. So it's a lavish film by Mike Todd.
And he plays Passepartout.
Yeah, he plays Passepartout. And he basically steals the film. I mean, he's just wonderful in it because he was a wonderful physical comic. However, in Mexico, he's not known so much as a physical comic, but more as a verbal kind of comic, much like Groucho Marx was. In Mexico, he was already a superstar. He had already filmed, you know, 40-something films. Altogether, he filmed 51 films in his life from 1936 to about his last film to 1982. So he had a long, you know, 40-50-year career of making films. Mm. I mean, in the Spanish-speaking world, Cantinflas is definitely the most recognized name in cinema. No doubt about it.
Didn't I read somewhere that Charlie Chaplin really admired him?
Charlie Chaplin saw his films, they became friends, and Charlie Chaplin called him the greatest comedian ever born. Mm. You know, he was at that height. You know, Charlie Chaplin was internationally known. Well, Charlie Chaplin was easy to understand because he didn't speak. And so I think Cantinflas never crossed over in America because of the language barrier. I really believe that.
What did he look like?
He based his character off Charlie Chaplin's Little Tramp, but it was the Mexican version of El Peladito. And El Peladito means tramp, and it means someone with nothing. He was the everyman, you know, of Mexico. He had a typical getup, you know, his pants were baggy pants, black, below the waist, dangerously below the waist. They were almost like showing his behind. He had a white shirt. He had a little red handkerchief, a little hat that didn't quite fit right, folded like a taco, I'd like to say. And he always had this like little mustache on the side there, just a slight hint of a mustache on the side of his mouth. And so he was a recognizable character. And Mexico, especially the underclass of Mexico, really identified with this character of El Peladito. Hmm.
Did you ever actually see him perform live?
No. By the time I was growing up, he was pretty old already. And I just saw his like last movies were still showing in the movies. But I never saw him live. I never met the man. I wish I had, but I hadn't.
So what have been the challenges involved in creating a one-man play and becoming Cantinflas yourself?
I think when you tackle an icon like Charlie Chaplin or whoever of that stature, I mean, we all have an opinion about this character, right? We all love him at a certain way. And so everyone knew Cantinflas intimately, probably, you know, from seeing all these films. So everyone has an opinion, an image of this character. And so, you know, you better be ready to portray him right and accurately. Otherwise, people, you know, will turn on you. But I've received nothing but accolades about my performance for him, and I just really have studied him, and I really have taken on his spirit. You know, I'm not him. I'm just taking on his spirit, you know, and it's enough for people to relax and enjoy the show.
Well, don't you think also that if you're drawn enough to somebody that you want to do a one-person show about them, there's an awful lot you and that person must have in common?
Yes, I think I do have a lot in common with Cantinflas. He was a very, although he was a comic, he was a humanitarian. I mean, he hated ignorance, you know. He was a union organizer. He was a man of consciousness. He really was. He founded many orphanages because he was very wealthy. He was one of the wealthiest actors in the world in the 50s. And he used his money for good causes. He even founded La Casa del Actor, the House of the Actor, which was a retirement home for film workers, both actors and behind the scenes. And so he was really an important figure in Mexican politics and in the social scene.
What did you want to get across to audiences about him? Did you just want people to know who he was or something more?
Yeah, since his death, I think people have forgotten Cantinflas a little bit. I mean, you can see his movies on Telemundo every night. They show him. But I think there's a new generation that's growing up here, the second generation of Mexicans and Latinos. And these kids don't know who Cantinflas is. You know, they know who, Will Smith is, and they know who Jim Carrey is. But I wanted to show them that, hey, we also have a hero, a comic hero. We have someone that was as big as Charlie Chaplin, and we should remember that. I mean, he was one of the first crossover stars that we had.
What do you actually do on stage? What do people see?
I go through his whole life from his early years. He was born in 1911, a year after the Mexican Revolution. And I talk about him joining a vaudeville tent show, like what they call carpas. These are vaudeville shows that travel around Mexico. In the early 1930s, he started doing traveling vaudeville comedy. And then in 1936, he filmed his first movie. I mean, he got discovered like quickly, like in 3 years. He only did like theater for 3 years, and then he became a movie star in 1936. And by 1940, he filmed a very important film called Ahí Está el Detalle, which translates roughly to There's the Rub, and that made him a star. And then after that, he filmed, like I said, 51 movies, and two in English. He did Around the World in 80 Days, and he did a film that flopped called Pepe.
Most of your plays in Spanish, right?
Yes, and I intentionally wanted to do it in Spanish because that's how he performed it. You know, he performed it in Spanish, and the verbal antics that he used are for Spanish. You can't translate it, you know? It would lose a lot in translation.
Why?
Well, for example, I go on in Spanish, and then I this is what I say in the middle of the show. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I will switch to English just to show you that although I have been speaking in Spanish, I haven't been saying much at all. No, señor. I've been cantinfliando. And what is that, you say? Pues cantinfliando is a bunch of words put together to pass the time. And like Einstein said, time is relative. And quite frankly, I don't have the time or the relatives. But don't blame me. Blame it on the sunshine. Blame it on the moonlight. Blame it on the boogie. Oops, I did it again. Now you're probably saying, what the heck did he just say? But that's what I've been trying to say all along, that cantinflas is impossible to translate into English. Therefore, with your permission, we will now go back to Spanish. Bye-bye. So... You know, cantinfliando or cantinfliar is an actual verb now. It's an actual verb in the Spanish dictionary, which means to say a lot without saying anything at all. Mm-hmm. And so he had these outrageous monologues that would go on for 5 minutes, hilarious, but they weren't saying anything. So, it's hard to translate that because it's full of double entendres. It's play with words, you know. It's like Groucho Marx. I mean, you know, you can't translate Groucho Marx into Chinese. It just wouldn't work, you know?
I've read that when the play opened in Houston, a couple of people came who had actually known Cantinflas, including his ex-wife. That must have been an amazing experience.
It was truly amazing. I was a little nervous, you know, because his dentist was here, his doctor, you know. He lived here in Houston for 12 years. You know, he had medical difficulties and he had his doctors here. And yes, Joyce Jett, his former wife, came, and she said to me, you know, I came to the play to hate it, because I didn't think anyone could capture the spirit of Mario Moreno Cantinflas. And she did come with crossed arms the first night, and then at the end of the night, she came up to me and said, this was amazing, I loved it. And she came again the following week, and she gave me his glasses.
Which
was like, wow. It really touched me. And I actually wear those glasses now on stage.
Actor Herbert Siguenza, speaking with Anne Strangechamps. Siguenza is the author and star of the one-man play Cantinflas.